With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Linda Hall, a teacher in Kingswood Community College in Tallaght, was just 26 years old when she lost her dad to a sudden cardiac arrest just 3 weeks after his 48th birthday. Now she is urging the public to learn CPR. And she joins us now this morning on the show. Good morning to you, Linda.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about your dad and what happened to him.
My dad, Henry, was a badminton player and a marathon runner. Super fit. He had just turned 48, 3 weeks past his 48th birthday, and he was playing a badminton match. And his badminton team thought he had slipped on sweat and just went down on the floor. His badminton partner went over to him and was saying, "Get up, Henry." And he didn't get up. And his badminton partner knew instantly that there was something seriously wrong. He was lucky, as in that there was a defibrillator there and there was a his partner knew CPR. So I don't mean my dad was lucky. I mean, we were lucky as a family because we knew everything was done at the time.
Yeah.
That we don't have the what ifs. I wish there was someone who knew CPR. I wish there was a defibrillator there. The emergency team got there really quick. But unfortunately, my dad didn't survive. And that was in 2001. So since then, I've just been campaigning and trying to encourage other people to learn about CPR.
I am quite sure such a sudden death of a young, fit dad, it must have had a huge and shocking impact on you and your family.
Yeah, I was living in Australia at the time. So I got the call in Australia to say that my dad had passed. It wasn't a case of get home, he was sick. It was he had already passed. So that in itself was quite a shock. My family here were devastated. And it took me over like a day and a half to get home. So when I got home then, my mom and my brother was in his leaving cert year in school. So it was like the 30th of November, so he had the Christmas to look, to come for, get through. And it was just, it was an awful time.
Yeah.
But But
since then, as you said, you have taken that terrible thing that happened to your own family and you have used it to try and campaign so it won't happen to other families. Tell us about your calls for people to learn CPR.
Yeah, it was a paramedic who was a parent of my past school that I used to teach in Drimna. He introduced us to the programme as a TY programme, CPR for schools, run by the Irish Heart Foundation. So it was in about 10 years ago, 2015, and I was just blown away by the programme. It's so simple to use. It's in video form. It's very practical. The Irish Heart Foundation do amazing work with CPR for schools. They provide everything that you need. It's all free. A bag comes along with a box of Annies that you can pump up and use for the practical element of the program.
The Annies, for people listening, are the mannequins?
The mannequins, sorry, yeah, the mannequins. So they are all free.
No, I wasn't trying to correct you. I was just so that people would know what you were.
Yeah.
Talking
about. No, absolutely. Yeah. So, but they come free in the pack as well. So, it doesn't cost anything for the school to actually run this program. So when we were introduced to it, it was run as a TY program, but I just felt it's a gift to give to people that they can save a loved one, because most cardiac arrest happens in domestic settings. So 9 times out of 10, it's going to be somebody that you know and love that you may have to do CPR on. So we start delivering the program to first years.
And you're exactly right. If if you don't know it and you're not able to intervene, you were, I know you still lost your dad, but you weren't left with a what if, but being left with a what if is a really terrible thing. Look, thank you, Linda, for coming on and highlighting it with us. It's a brilliant idea, CPR for TYs. That is Linda Hall there, who is a teacher in Kingswood Community College in Tala. And I do think it would make a lot of difference to people out there, and is a super duper idea.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.